Section 27 has welcomed the Supreme Court of Appeal judgment in a corporal punishment case against the South African Council of Educators. Two teachers meted out corporal punishment against two primary school pupils in the classroom. The court dismissed the review application on technical grounds, but agreed that the SACE's internal policy must be revised. Let's find out a little bit more. It's quite technical. With Farinaz Viriava, head of Educational Rights Program at Section 27. Farinaz, thank you very much. First of all, I just want to understand what these two teachers did that we're talking about particularly here. When I read what they did, I don't think we can call it corporal punishment. This was genuine assault.
Yes, it was definitely genuine assault. And that is the thing that Section 27 and many other public interest organizations are having to address for many years now. Mm. We are seeing an increase in violence in schools, whether it's sexual violence or whether it's corporal punishment. And corporal punishment has been outlawed since 1996. But despite that, and despite two constitutional court judgments, we're still seeing a lot of corporal punishment. So what this case is trying to do is that we have protocols in place to deal with corporal punishment, and we have organizations like the South African Council for Educators to deal with things like sexual violence and corporal punishment. However, what we find is that not enough is being done by these institutions, and not just them, but other institutions as well that have similar powers to enforce the ban. So what we did a few years ago was, because we think that these two cases, look, these are young children. People say that the kind of violence we're seeing now perpetrated by teenagers in schools is because of corporal punishment. That is not true. It's because of the corporal punishment ban. That is not true. These were young kids. What they suffered, as you rightly said, was assault. We then went to the High Court and said that the sanctions that the teachers got were identical, even though the actual assaults were different. And the one actually went into hospital and threatened the learner when the learner was in school. Mm. So the sanctions were inappropriate. They give standard cookie-cutter sentences, which are suspended removal from the roles of educators and a small fine. Mm. And we said, you have to take into account what is in the best interest of the learner and whether you can put a teacher back into the classroom immediately after something like this, where you are beating up a seven-year-old child with the PVC pipe. There's, you need to look at some serious kind of remedial action to correct the behavior or to just make sure other kids are protected. And we asked for the SACE rules to be changed. At a high court level, we got the one which was getting the rules changed, but we asked for the teacher sentence to go back to SACE. Yeah. We didn't get that, so we appealed to the Supreme Court of Appeal. And we got a wonderful, wonderful judgment from the Supreme Court of Appeal.
Okay, just before you go on, the first thing that'll happen, Farinaz, is somebody's going to message us to say, oh, well, I was caned as a child and I'm a better person because of it. These particular cases we're talking about, and we'll talk about the caning in a bit. This wasn't a caning. This was the pupil or the learner was allegedly hit with a PVC pipe on the head with brain hemorrhages, and the second one assaulted by hitting her on the head and on the cheek. She bled from the ear, taken for several medical examinations, admitted to hospital twice. So there's a big difference that we're talking about here. But when I hear that, Farinaz, and then you tell me that they were suspended and they were given a 15,000 rand fine, of which 5,000 were suspended.
They had a suspended sentence. They weren't even suspended.
Why did it go further than that? Did they face criminal case by the police? Were charges laid?
No, none of that. They were, in effect, back in the classroom after these incidents. Now, to be clear, even caning is no longer allowed.
Yes.
But what is supposed to happen is that teachers, look, we also know that teachers have huge classrooms and are dealing with discipline issues and all of that. What needs to happen is that there are all sorts of alternative forms of discipline that teachers could be trained in but aren't being trained in, being taught how to manage classes better and to do a whole lot of things. Obviously, where a learner perpetrates a criminal act, there are a whole lot of other routes for learners to be removed from the classroom and even to face criminal processes, depending on the age and all sorts of things. But in this instance, particularly, you can't where a learner is assaulted with a PVC pipe and in hospital and is threatened in hospital, treat that teacher sentence in the same way you'll discipline a teacher for a simple caning. And that's what we're trying to do. So what the Supreme Court of Appeal did, which another advocate friend of mine noted was a very excellent thing to do, is that when we come to government institutions in our current day and age, for the first time in a long time, the Supreme Court, not necessarily the Supreme Court, but the courts are saying themselves, there are various duties that an institution like FAPE has to abide by. They have a duty to ensure whenever they sanction a learner, whenever they sanction a teacher, they have to have a duty to ensure that would it be safe for the learners to go back into the classroom? What is the best way to address the underlying reason for whatever the teacher or the educator did? Mm. So I think SAFE is going to have to go back to the drawing board. I know they have resource constraints. I think Parliament has to take this into effect. And they really have to go back to the drawing board and to teach and to treat every single case that comes before it according to the facts, so that you're putting the interests of the children first, not just meeting out these cookie-cutter sentences.
Yeah, the Constitution says the best interest of the child be of paramount importance in proceedings affecting children. It seems basic, but obviously it's not being enforced and things have to change soon.
Exactly.
Farinaz Varyava, thank you very much. Head of Education Rights Program at Section 27.